Crosses den Zusammenschluss vom Die Frontsänger China Moreno an der Produzent Sean Lopez spielen den 17. Juni am Atelier. Es gäbe ihnen nicht so, aber Crosses hatte bis vor kurzem nach Kengel Peter Bause. Wohl aber feier EPs an ein gut Dozen Singlen, bis dann Good Night, God Bless, I Love You, Delete herauskommen. Ob der sie hier oft schwerer Huckischer von elektronischen Akzenten gedähter Musik ganz neue Seiten aufgewannen konnte. Am Vierfeld von ihrer Reise ab Letzebüsch und Moreno an der Lopez, der Marc Klummer, ein paar Minuten Gespräch mit auf der Weg hin. Als erst wollte Marc wissen, wie es war eigentlich für sein erstes Plug in Featuring mit Robert Smith von The Cure abzuholen.
Your last album came last year, called Good Night, God Bless, I Love You, Delete. And you had the opportunity on one track to work with Robert Smith. I just wanted to ask, who is he to you? And what was it like working with him?
Oh, I mean, it was awesome, for one. But I mean, obviously, you know, he's been a big influence on us, you know, musically. Well, I mean, both of us, I could speak for probably both of us with that. Obviously, grew up, you know, listening to The Cure since I was a youngster. And, you know, I was lucky enough to have the opportunity to befriend him years and years ago. And, you know, stayed in touch with them over the years. And with this record and the song in particularly on the record, Girls Float, Boys Cry, we have pretty much finished the song, you know, the majority of the music and the majority of the melodies and words. And I kind of had this idea to, there was this one section of the song where he sings on, which is only really one phrase of the song. And the idea was kind of just to reach out to him and see if he'd be interested in doing it, but in sort of a, you know, unsolicited manner, where it wasn't something where, you know, really didn't want to present it as like a feature of Robert Smith, more or less just sort of, you know, see if he was interested in singing the line and just putting it out there without, you know, without saying anything. So he agreed to do it, and it was super exciting. And somehow, you know, obviously before the record came out, it got sort of leaked out there that he was a part of the record. And at that point, you know, it was fine, but we were just excited that he wanted to take part in it. And it was, you know, it was amazing just to, you know, to hear his voice, you know, along a piece of music that, you know, that Sean and I wrote together. And, you know, like I said, longtime fans, it was just very exciting for us.
Released two albums since you got together in about 2010, but also four EPs. What would you say is your way of working together, and how has it evolved over the years?
Well, I think the one thing that's kind of stayed the same from the beginning first is that the project's, you know, built simply out of, you know, a friendship and you know, Sean and I's, you know, longing to create music together for a lot of years now, but, you know, nothing that we really felt like it was something that we needed to rush or do for any other reason than just, you know, enjoy, you know, creating together. And that probably leads to why, you know, it's been, you know, what now, maybe 15 years or something since we first started, you know, just kind of the beginnings of the project. But even still, like, it, you know, it was something that we always wanted to do sort of when we, you know, work on it when we wanted to and not feel like it was, you know, something that was detrimental to our, you know, our daily lives. I mean, obviously we have other projects that we work on, but it was something that we just really enjoyed doing. And, you know, it was created back in a time when I still lived in Los Angeles and Sean and I lived very close to one another. So it was one of those things where I would just go over to his house and, you know, in a studio and you know, we just work on it when we could and, you know, when we had the time to do it. And so we put out the first record, you know, back in 2010 or whatever it was. And you know, I took some time off, got busy with other projects. And, you know, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, we kind of picked up again and and we spent some time together and just started kind of creating slowly but surely. You know, we had a great, pretty big handful of songs, and we decided we were kind of trying to do it the same way we did the first one, by just kind of slowly but surely putting songs out. You know, our idea wasn't necessarily to make another album, but just maybe just kind of release some singles, maybe EPs. And before we knew it, we had a lot of material. So we did do a couple of EPs, and we were still sitting on an album's worth or maybe even more material. So, you know, the fact that it wasn't as expected, I think, you know, people probably thought we were just going to release a couple more EPs and that was it. And it was kind of, you know, it was exciting for us to know that, you know, we were sort of doing a little bit more than probably what was expected. And again, it kept it fun because it felt like something we were doing out of a labor of love and not something that we really felt like we needed to do, you know.
So basically when you get together, it's a bit like holiday time and whatever happens, happens. Is it in a studio that you get together?
Exactly. I mean, the first time when we started first working on this batch of songs that initially, you know, came out to be the Good Night, God Bless, I Love You record, we were just, Sean came up to where I live in Oregon, and we were just hanging out. You know, our plans weren't necessarily to work on music at all, but we were in my studio at my house, and we started, you know, messing around with some synthesizers and drum machines and came up with a few ideas. And then the same thing, I'd go to Sean's house. He has a great studio at his house where we worked a lot over the years and got to work there. And yeah, it was a lot, just like a holiday, us hanging out and, you know, making music for fun. And, you know, obviously at one point, you know, once we signed with Warner Brothers and we sort of, you know, got a schedule going, you know, then we started to kind of have deadlines that we needed to stick to, which actually I think for us kind of helped because it kind of gave us some kind of, you know, just having those deadlines and having creating a work at a little bit more of a work ethic and not just being so free for all, I think helped us, you know, have a finishing point and focus a little bit more. You rise from the lake bed, our bodies sank into the lights from the highway with shining shapes on you. I saw you in the water clutching to my hand, falling deep into your dripping heart.
Music you make together seems to follow from a specific point in music, sort of the prime of Depeche Mode and the high point of industrial music. How does that time in music speak to you?
I think what you said, it's kind of how I feel about it. You know, and it does touch on those classic influences, but I don't think either of us is really interested in just being like a retro act, you know, or anything like that. So I think we love, like, you know, classic sort of drum sounds and synth sounds from the 80s, but I think we mix them with more modern things as well. So it kind of morphs into this sort of whole new idea, rather than just being, you know, whatever they call it now, like synth wave or, you know, anything like that. I just think, I think, you know, I think we always go with our gut and you know, it's never just really set out of like, oh, we're going to make this 80s song or we're going to make this modern song. It's just like we just in the studio, you know, vibing and you know, what comes out.
What would you say your album says about the times, or do you feel any need to comment on the times?
You know, I don't think, you know, lyrically we really do that. I mean, you know, if it's the times, it's more personal times. I mean, you know, there's a lot of emotion, I think, in the music, whether it has to deal with, you know, happiness, sadness, love, loss, you know, those types of general feelings. You know, nothing really, you know, that I think that really touches, you know, on any sort of, you know, anything outside of, you know, kind of where we are within our, you know, within our personal lives. And even with that, it doesn't, you know, it's not too, descriptive as well. You know, I think it's more, it throws out these general emotions. And I think, you know, sometimes a song like the Robert Smith song that we were talking about earlier, I mean, that song, is probably to me one of the saddest songs on the record. And it was definitely one of the first songs that we wrote. And when we were working when we started working again, and that time, I think we were, Sean and I were both, you know, pretty affected by where we were at, you know, being that it was the middle of the pandemic, and, you know, it was a pretty lonely time for most people. And I think, you know, that was, you know, just one of the aspects of emotion that we drew from for that specific song. You know, and I wouldn't want to necessarily make a whole album, you know, just following that mindset, but I definitely think it was part of it. And I think each song sort of, you know, reflects a different kind of time, you know, or emotion, you know, that we were feeling at the moment.
What does it feel like for the two of you to play a concert together? And how do you want the audience to feel?
Well, I mean, you know, I think in general, we, you know, for us, it was when we first started, when it was just broken down to a two piece, it was a little scary for us because, you know, Sean and I both sort of come from a traditional band, growing up playing, you know, and rock bands with, you know, drums, bass, and guitar and vocals. And so for us just to be two guys, you know, generating everything with just us two, was a little scary at first. But I mean, I think the idea is to go out there and for it to not feel like you're missing anything. You know, the shows that we played so far, they feel very big as far as sonically. They feel, you know, sometimes I feel like they feel a little bit bigger than, you know, than the traditional, you know, rock setup. But yeah, with just two guys up there, it's definitely a little different, but I don't think we try to think of it any different. We go up there and we try to express ourselves as, you know, and follow how the music makes us feel and get the energy from the crowd and give it back and forth. And that's usually what happens.
Crossy ist ein Zusammenschluss vom Deftones-Sänger Tiny Moreno und dem Produzent Sean Lopez. Die spielen den 17. Juni am Atelier Haien. Bis zur kurzen Rage lauschte dann hier Lied Light as a Feather. Crosses live zu erleben, der 17. Juni am Atelier. Habe ich kurz den nächsten gewählt aus ihrem Lied Light as a Feather. Feiern wir